Turn that on. There we go. Welcome in, KNED listeners. Chase McNutt and Mayor Justin Few joining you on this Tuesday morning, February the 3rd. Mayor, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, a little warmer this morning.
A little warmer? Yes, I've got my hoodie on as well. I'm a little bit warmer than what I want to be right now. But yeah, we've got warm weather on the way, and that kind of leads me perfectly into how we're going to start this off. Winter weather has been a huge point of contention here really over the last 3 weeks with that snow we got and then the ice towards the middle to the last part of January there. Then we still got snow on the ground that is still melting. For the most part, it's gone. But it's been a lot for, I know, city crews and just everything of that ilk for the last few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. It was kind of a mess. You know, they were originally talking about
Up to 12 inches of snow, and then we started talking sleet in the mix, maybe a possibility of ice. Luckily, we missed any of the freezing rain.
Yes.
For the most part. But we did have a little bit more sleet to contend with than we really thought. We thought we were just going to kind of get the heavy snow plowed out of the way, and then sure enough, we get a couple inches of sleet, and you have to deal with it a whole different way.
Yeah, it's the biggest reason why I'm walking out, you know, multiple weeks after this snow has fallen, and I've still got, you know, it's hardened snow on the ground for them. It's almost like walking on, it's like just walking on ice that looks like snow for the most part. You know, it wasn't slushy at all. It was very hard. As you mentioned, we got that sleet part of it as well. And it wasn't quite as much as what we got last year. I know we got the full 11 inches, and I know people were kind of guesstimating we'd get around that much. But again, we ended up getting more sleet. And so that caused a little bit more issues. And I guess that's what we're here to talk about for the most part. But I know that street crews, police, fire, utilities, all of them, ODOT, they have worked extremely hard over the last few weeks to make sure things can be functioning within the city. If you want to just talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're so appreciative of our emergency services and our street crews and just everybody that was out. You know, even friends and neighbors trying to help people in their driveways and in different things. We basically try to tackle it. We have different priority roads, so we have priority one and priority two. And so priority one are your main roads, like you think Strong Boulevard going to the hospital, trying to get in front of the fire stations. And priority two would be more of your intermediate roads in your neighborhoods. The neighborhoods are always the last. It's mainly trying to get emergency services out.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, just in terms of talking about street crews and things like that, I know trash was a little bit delayed this last week, but they did a great job on kind of pivoting in the best way that they could, make sure they were picking up people. I think it was either a day or 2 days late just to try to make sure they got a jump on it. And then they're picking up the extra trash this week for, I believe, everybody that was missed. I think the Monday people last week. Do I have that correct?
That sounds right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, so I know they've been doing a great job trying to make sure that everybody gets taken care of. But again, it's tough. I mean, McAllister, some people may say it's a small town. I know we've talked about that. But it's not the smallest town. It's a pretty good-sized town. So there's still a lot of people that they have to service and take care of. And it seems like they're doing that to the best of their ability.
Yeah, the crews have done great. And even really with the sleet down, it's just a whole different beast of you know, they could try to plow the roads extra hard, tear up the roads even more, make the roads slick. You know, if you if you go in there and you just take the crunch off the top, it makes it a little bit easier to drive with that. And then you get that little bit of melt during the day and the refreeze at night. So they're really trying to be cautious on how they cleared the roads, what timing they cleared the roads, you know, time of day, that sort of thing. So it lasted a little bit longer than we were hoping for, but they really did do a great job of taking care of it.
They did. And to your point, mainly because of that sleet that came in, it made it a lot harder. It's a lot harder to clear off sleet and all that frozen stuff compared to just, you know, regular snow like what we got last year.
So
just beyond, you know, winter response, I find this interesting, and I'll kind of let you talk about this. The city is using a data-driven pavement management program, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, the number one topic in McAllister is always our streets. So we've got some really good streets, and we've got some streets that aren't so good. But one of the things that we really jumped into is if you're going to tackle a project, especially one as large as our streets program, you really have to have that data-driven approach. You know, you don't want to go out and fix a road that nobody drives on versus one that everybody drives on, or you don't want to fix one that's intermediate versus one that's just completely falling apart. And so we did a survey of all the roads, and they actually surveyed the surface of the roads, but also the base and everything underneath. And that way, if we had a road that, you know, it kind of looked okay on top, but the base was just going to completely fall out from underneath it, we could tackle all that at the same time. And so it actually gave us a priority list. It went through and sorted all the data. So we have a map of, I think there's six ratings on there from good to worse, that we can use to prioritize our roads along with traffic patterns and those sorts of things. And then the other thing that we try to tackle when we do this is to work on the infrastructure underneath. And so I know people have seen where we have a water line break. We go and we patch this piece of pavement, and then all of a sudden, a day later, there's another geyser where the water line's broken again. And so the last thing we want to do is get out there and fix a nice, you know, block of road, and then, you know, 5 weeks later, we've cut it up four times because the water lines are keep breaking. And so we actually have that map. It's at the website, cityofmcallister.com/streets data.
And that actually leads me perfectly into the next thing I was going to say. We also have things available that kind of helps put the onus on the people as well to kind of – it's kind of like a help me help you type situation, because I know you've talked about the app where people can report potholes and things like that that need to be fixed. And we've talked about it plenty of times before. I know that. But I try to do my best to make sure everybody knows that, hey, that is available for you guys. If you see something, I guess say something. But there is that avenue for the people to kind of try and help themselves out a little bit as well.
Yeah, the McAllister Connect app is a great way to connect with the city. You also get notifications, but there's different things between street repairs, missing street signs, stop signs, codes violations, just all sorts of things in there that are a lot of help, and it's easy access. I know as busy as we all are these days trying to call in and wait on hold and trying to get somebody in the water department to ask a question or, you know, report a pothole, it's kind of tough. So it's just an easy way. The other really neat thing about the app is it allows you to take a photograph and it will geocode. So if you're there at the issue, I mean, it's literally all of about 45 seconds to report something. So maybe even faster than that.
Yeah. Well, just in the spirit of, you know, talking about streets, infrastructure, I also want to mention, if anybody doesn't know, obviously McAllister opened a new airport terminal, the first major airport construction in more than a decade here in McAllister, if you want to talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, the new terminal is absolutely beautiful. If you have a chance to go out and
I did get a chance to be out there not that long ago.
Yeah,
so
just take a look. We've got some city offices out there. I believe there's some rental space out there if someone's looking for some commercial rental space. But yeah, just so much more inviting. A lot of times we'll call it the front door to the community. We'll have businesses or professionals fly in. It's even recreational. And so there's a nice lounge there. You know, it's just a very nice greeting into our community as a first impression.
Well, also in the spirit of just kind of economic momentum along with that as well, we've got the groundbreaking on the Academy Sports and Outdoors. That development is underway. I'm personally really excited about that. I like shopping at Academy. But also, let me make sure I have this information right here. I saved it on my notes to make sure I didn't butcher it. But there is a street closure at South 14th Street for the installation of a sewer line for a new 7 Brew location as well. So I saw that. I pulled that from Facebook yesterday. Do you have, I guess, any information about the timeline on the 7 Brew, just if anybody's interested about that?
These typically seem to be very fast in other communities. I know I watched the one in Altmulgee just driving up and down the highway, and it seemed like it was maybe pre-built somewhere else and brought in. Seems like it was opened very, very quickly. But yeah, I mean, we've got Academy 7 Brews is coming in. Just did the opening over at Popeye's Chicken.
Oh yeah, I didn't even mention I had Popeye's yesterday. Yes.
Yeah. You know, coming in and I've the only negative review I've heard is that it is so popular.
Yes. Yes. I honestly didn't even go for the first like 10 days it was open because there were so many people. And that's a good thing. That's funny. Yeah, that's probably the only complaint you could find is just that there's so many people there.
A lot of excitement. And if you followed, you know, the social media in between, you know, the are they, aren't they, you know, coming and, you know, just different things. It was very well received in the community.
Yes. Well, you can throw me in there with that as well. So I'm a big fan of that. So we'll kind of move things over here a little bit. Let's talk about some fun stuff, some park stuff. I know we talked about some of that a little bit last year, but it's a big year for families and parks. There's new playgrounds at Cheney Park, Mullen Park, and Pewter Ball Park, and then also a new splash pad at Mullen Park that people can obviously, we're not to that part of the year yet, but there's a lot of things to look forward to in that regard.
Yeah, that brand new splash pad at Mullen Park was absolutely amazing. Very, very cool addition to our park system. And being able to have those services within the neighborhoods. You know, we have one over at Chaddock Park and just making it, you know, so you're not having to drive across town. You know, the kids can walk when they're close in the neighborhoods. And And the cool thing is you know, we've had different times in the past with the pool where, you know, we don't have enough lifeguards, you know, or timing or whatever it is, where, you know, these, you push the button and the water comes on and the kids play and have fun, and, you know, it's on a timer, so when they're ready to leave, they leave. It goes off automatically, and just a nice addition to the community.
Yeah, and in that sense, it's also it is safer than, you know, being in a swimming pool. Not saying that swimming pools are dangerous, but you can have more accidents in a swimming pool compared to a splash pad. So it is a little bit more inclusive just in terms of ages that can participate and things like that, which is, again, really, really cool. And also, I know that we're past it now, but again, I've done an interview with you guys here in a long time. So obviously, we just had the Christmas season, the $10,000 drawing, everything like that, the Christmas lights and the Festival of Trees and everything like that. I know it all went off great, but I guess if you guys kind of want to put a bow on that, I know we're into 2026 now, but just talk about how well that went and as we move on to another year.
Yeah, it was such a great Christmas season. You know, the lights on Carlbert Parkway, the parks just knock it out. I sometimes joke that there are two seasons of McAllister, road repair and Christmas lights.
Yep.
I mean, it's the amount of time it takes them to put those up and then bring them back down. But even getting the community involved this year with our house decorating contest and the business window decorating contest, those went over really well. Just there again, kind of pulling the community into the celebrations with the Arvest Park, the Christmas tree lighting. You know, we had all the trees down there. And I want to say last year there was around 400 people that attended, and that was up to about 750.
Nice.
So that was very popular in the community.
So next year we're hoping to get around like 1,100, if numbers hold true to
that. Would be, that it'd be great there. If we had to block the streets and have that many people out. It's a pretty cool
event. I agree that it's an awesome thing. If you guys haven't been out there to see that, you definitely should get out there and see it. And so, Mayor, I'll kind of throw things over to you now. Is there any kind of thing you specifically would like to hit on?
You know, we had the small tornado come through town a while back, mm-hmm. and our city crews went out and tried to get the neighborhoods cleaned up, and that actually ended up being 1.3 million pounds of debris.
Wow.
That we picked up.
Wow.
And I cannot remember how much they picked up per day. Because they would go, you know, what street, you know, we're in the big middle of it, and they're going, what street are they on, where are we at? And they were like, well, they picked up 80,000 pounds yesterday. Just like, I can't imagine. You know, and you're talking about, you know, which they had equipment and things, but you think about, mm-hmm. you know, the amount of tree limbs and
yeah.
different things that it takes to add up to that. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it definitely can. I had a tree split in my backyard that fell across our fence. So, it's funny. It's not funny, but yeah. Just to talk about, you know, we mentioned a small tornado, and that's a small tornado, you know, for Oklahoma, but it still does that kind of damage. It just kind of shows kind of the things, especially being down in Tornado Alley, but it also goes to show how well this community is knit together and how much people are willing to help each other just in situations like that. Again, it's great to see. It's part of the reasons why I love McAllister and why I'm proud to, you know, be from here and back working here. So after that, is there anything else you'd like to touch on? Because I've kind of ran through my list here that I've got for you.
Yeah, well, just with some different numbers as far as weights. You know, this was 15 years that we've been operating our recycling center. So we did 75 tons of cardboard, 6 tons of plastic, and 17.5 tons of glass.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of stuff. And I mean, mm-hmm. you think about keeping that out of your landfills, you know, it's the stuff keeps piling up. So the longer you can keep it out of there, really good response we've had since the mm-hmm. The opening. The community has really enjoyed that. The thing I'm probably really the most proud of is our nutrition department served 65,000 hot meals and delivered 16,800 boxed meals.
That's awesome.
You know, we're always talking about, you know, being a community and coming together and helping your neighbor. And we know that we have people that don't have enough to eat. And the fact that they were able not just to drop off food, mm-hmm. but to serve 65,000 hot meals, that's a game changer for the
yes.
The life of our community. And really appreciate everybody over in community services that makes that happen. Our other big announcement is we have the battery recycling plant, American Lion, coming to town. That's going to be a $164 million investment. We're looking 250-300 jobs. There, so we're really excited they're getting close to starting some groundbreaking and
huge news.
And getting things moved forward there. So I know everybody's excited about about that, and we're happy they came to McAllister. I've had a lot of interactions with them. Seems like a really great company, and I think they'll be good community partners.
And I know that just in the sense of talking about that, I know it's they've already been kind of up and running a little bit longer, but you also have the Amazon facility as well. That's up and fully operational as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I was shocked. I heard somebody say something about one-day delivery. You know, you think, oh, McAllister, we're out here in the middle of nowhere. You know, where, you know, how are we going to get a one-day delivery?
Yeah.
And I had something pop up, and I go, I'm just going to test it. And this was maybe like 11 o'clock in the morning. And by 8, 9 o'clock at night, it was delivered.
Wow.
And I was
I
was really shocked. One day in delivery in McAllister, there you got it. And, you know, we also got the first Quick Trip.
Yes.
In McAllister. That was another addition we had a while back.
Thankfully, right across the street here from this beautiful radio station.
Oh, that's true. You have lunch options
now. Oh, yes. It's just a walk across the street if we want to go grab, you know, a hot dog or something like that. It's awesome. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you know, kind of in closing, I'd just like to say, you know, I always encourage our citizens, you know, let's just get out there and meet your neighbors, see how you can help. Let's pull this community together. And we have such a wonderful giving community. I mean, when you get out and meet people, I think this is the place to be. I just absolutely love living here. I think we have the best people in the nation. And just get out there and help your neighbors and see what we can do to keep McAllister moving forward.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, once again, that is Mayor Justin Few joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Mayor, I appreciate you stopping by.